I want to begin by briefly discussing the way in which the history of the War of Independence and Civil War has been written about. It wasn't until the late 1960s that academic historians began to write the history of the Irish Revolution. Before then, traditional nationalist accounts of the period had dominated, and these had a big impact on shaping popular understanding of the period. These accounts tended to emphasise the uneven and heroic nature of the struggle for Irish independence. The story was about how an army of part-time guerrilla fighters took on the might of the British Empire and won. These accounts were often written by IRA veterans, men such as Tom Barry, Dan Breen and Ernie O'Malley, who had become legendary figures during the War of Independence. And these accounts tended to assume a lot of things. They tended to assume that there was widespread support for the IRA, that the use of violence was not just necessary but effective, and that the constitutional nationalist alternative, John Redmond's Irish Party, was not only futile but morally flawed. And as we'll see, many of these contentions, while defendable, are certainly debatable. While these nationalist accounts successfully conveyed the experience of revolution from the perspective of committed Republicans who had taken part in it, they shed less light on more problematic issues. The impact of class and sectarian divisions was often ignored. The important role played by women was neglected. The uneven nature of support for the IRA's campaign, particularly its failure to present any real military threat when in Ulster, was rarely addressed. And most obviously, the fact that the conflict had ended not in independence, but a partitioned free state and civil war proved very difficult to deal with. In school textbooks, for example, which tended to reflect the nationalist view, the revolutionary period was taught only up until 1916, or perhaps to 1921, and what happened afterwards was simply ignored. Now, the academic historiography that emerged in the 1970s marked a very different change in approach. It was more critical, some would say cynical, about the revolution, and it tended to emphasise themes that had been neglected by the nationalist accounts, which to a certain extent it was a reaction to. But in doing so, it provided a much more insightful and nuanced understanding of the period. A particularly influential approach of the new academic style was the local study, which examined the revolution on the ground to explore key questions. How much support did Republicans really have? Why was there little violence in much of the country? How different was Sinn Féin to the Irish Party that it replaced? Did Irish Republicans wish to fundamentally transform society or simply to end British rule? Did a revolution occur? And if so, who were its winners and losers? These questions would have provoked debate under any circumstances, but against the background of the Northern Irish Troubles, they resulted in a long period of acrimonious controversy known as the so-called revisionist dispute, as scholars or revisionist academics clashed with more nationalist-minded historians and commentators.